AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A pair of runoff Senate elections in Georgia tomorrow could swing the Senate to the Democrats. President-elect Joe Biden campaigned for the two Democratic candidates, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who are running against Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
The power is literally in your hands. Unlike any time in my career, one state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
President Trump rallies with supporters tonight in Dalton, Georgia. Rose Dibel sees other Republican leaders who have refused to go along with Trump's demands to change the November election results as traitors to the cause.
Raffensperger and the rest, and Brian Kemp, they're all culpable. They're all complicit in the biggest fraud in American history.
Bracing for possible violence, Washington, D.C. officials have mobilized a limited number of unarmed National Guard members ahead of planned protests by President Trump supporters in connection with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm Biden's presidential election victory. Acting Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says there are people intent on coming to our city armed. Election officials from both political parties, governors in key battleground states, and Trump's former Attorney General William Barr have all said there was no widespread fraud in the election. Tanya Roberts, who played geologist Stacy Sutton opposite Roger Moore in the 1985 James Bond film A View to a Kill, and later Donna's mother in that 70s show, is not dead. That was previously reported by the AP and other media outlets. Her publicist says the 65-year-old actor is in poor condition at a Los Angeles hospital following a fall at her home on Christmas Eve. Mike Pingle first told the media today that she was believed to have died yesterday. The publicist says he's awaiting further updates on her condition. This is AP News. An attorney for the Trump administration says the Census Bureau won't have the population figures needed for congressional reapportionment until next month. A Wisconsin pharmacist fearing a coronavirus vaccine could mutate people's DNA admits to ruining some 500 doses.
The 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine Stephen Brandenburg is accused of ruining were believed to be able to inoculate more than 500 people. Prosecutor Adam Garrell says Brandenburg wanted to render them inert.
Because he'd formed this belief that they were unsafe, that the RNA method of creating these medications rendered them unsafe.
The Food and Drug Administration says the vaccine side effects are mostly mild. Garrell added Brandenburg was upset because he was in the midst of a divorce, and a hospital employee said Brandenburg had taken a gun to work twice. He has been fired. The FBI and the FDA are also investigating. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.